Hey, welcome back to Tiger Talk tonight here on Sunday 99.9 FM. Again, our final one of this winter sports season, our final one of the school year, as a matter of fact, as we wrap things up tonight, as the Nevada Tigers and Lady Tigers have wrapped up their winter sports activities. Some of those same athletes now involved in spring sports practices, getting ready for those seasons to start just after spring break. And a little side note, the Nevada Tiger baseball team actually has their jamboree on Friday this week over at Buffalo. That will also involve Bolivar, so they're going to get on the diamond on Friday for their jamboree, but will not start their season until after spring break, which is next week at the Clever Tournament. All right, so let's go back to basketball. That's what we're here for, and we're going to talk with Lady Tiger basketball coach Blake Howarth as they wrapped up their season last week in the Class 4 District 13 Tournament Championship game against the Storm of Notre Dame DeSion, a team that they had faced 2022 in the semifinals and had taken a loss too. So had a little rematch, 45-37 a championship, but we don't want to talk about that first, but we do want to kind of encompass the whole district tournament. Obviously your goal was to get out like you did a year ago, back up your championship. Just didn't happen, but sometimes things just don't work out the way you hope.
No, I mean, the route that we had to take, Mike, was probably the most difficult one. That's why I was kind of hoping for the one seed, get to see Harrisonville. When you see a team that you've previously played, that's always going to be in the back of your mind. And so hopefully our girls didn't let that be a factor there in that first game. P. Hill did a really good job of wearing us out in that first game. And then, we had to come back 2 days later and play DeSion for the championship. And they're a very physical, athletic team. And they put that on us. And I thought our girls did a really good job of matching it and competing on the defensive end. It's whenever we needed shots there late, we had some opportunities. And it seemed like the last couple of weeks, Mike, we've struggled to knock down shots when needed, and unfortunately that was the reason there in that championship game as well.
Well, let's go back, talk about the Pleasant Hill game first. That of course was in the Class 4 District 13 semifinals again at Harrisonville. Again, as we talked about on last week's program, a team that you had beaten by last week's program aired on Tuesday because you were playing on Wednesday, so we previewed it as a team that you had beaten by 40 back during the regular season. Knew that they had been gotten better since December, and that certainly had paid out 53-46, and gave you everything you wanted in that ball game.
They did a great job, and I mean, at that point in the season, everything is super competitive. The last couple of years, Mike, it seems like when we get in that semifinal game, we have played to not lose, and we haven't came out and just played our style of basketball. And so when you play not to lose and you give a team like that who has improved any confidence at all, they ran with it, and they did a really good job of running with it, especially in that first quarter and in that first half. They never really went away. And so we had to come out in the second half and really take care of business. And we did a great job of playing Lady Tiger basketball in that second half, but we got to do a better job when we get in those games like that to not panic or stress or worry about losing. What's going to happen is going to happen. Win or lose, whatever happens, happens. And so we can't dig ourselves a hole because sometimes, we're not going to be able to get out of that hole. So that was a really good job of our girls coming out in that second half, settling down, settling in, and playing Lady Tiger basketball and being able to separate ourselves there in that second half for us to get that win against P. Hill on Wednesday.
You were trolling 27-26 at halftime, but you do come back, outscore the Chicks 27-19 in the final two quarters of play. So other than Clarice Warrington really starting to score, what were some of the differences between the first and second half?
Getting stops on the defensive end. That first quarter, P. Hill shot lights out, Mike. I think they maybe hit four or five threes there in that first quarter. And so on the second quarter, we kind of got some stops. But then the second half, we got consecutive stops, multiple ones in a row there. And so when you start doing that, and then you're also going down on the offensive end and scoring, it's going to help you out, and it's going to help separate you there in that second half. And that's what we were able to do, was get stops on the defensive end and be able to go and score and capitalize off those stops on the defensive end.
Yeah, in fact, they had 8 threes in the first half. 24 of their 27 points in the first half came from the three-point line. Is it just a matter of waiting them out, thinking, okay, they're going to cool off here at some point?
Well, I don't know. I mean, watching on film, I knew – they had gotten better, you know, but I had not seen them shoot the ball that well. And some of it, yes, was our fault. We were allowing them to catch and shoot and not be contesting their shots. So when you have a set shooter like P. Hill does, if you're able to catch and shoot, that's just target practice. And so we had to change some things, reorganize and talk about some different things there on the defensive end, getting to shooters, re-talking about the scouting report again, letting them know who shooters were on the floor, communicate on the floor. But their point guard, I think her last name is Gray, 23.
Jada Gray, yeah.
Watching her on film, Mike, no offense to her, but I thought she degressed. The last couple games, I watched four films of them, and of those three films, the most recent films I got, I thought she degressed. She was airballing three pointers. So that just goes to show, when you allow somebody to get confidence, they run with it. She hit a couple shots there early, and for the next three quarters, Mike, she was tough to guard. She played really well. She did a great job for P. Hill, and she definitely exceeded my expectation. I thought we could have done a better job of her early to eliminate their success like we did the first time we played them, but we allowed her to get going, and when she got going, she got everybody else involved too. And so that was something that we had to talk about at halftime, was keeping her in front, eliminating her, and when we did that, they weren't as good.
She ended with 21 points in the game. I couldn't miss there for a while. And it was just a junior. In fact, they don't have a senior that played in that game. So I'm sure they're looking forward to their growth over the next year or two with some freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that make up their lineup. As far as your team goes, you had a 5-point lead at the end of the third quarter. Only two field goals, a pair of two-pointers in the fourth quarter. Had to get it in for the free throw line, and you did, especially Kaylee Holcomb stepped up and had a couple of big ones for you there down the stretch.
She did, down the stretch. That was probably the difference maker too, Mike, was, you know, I thought the last couple games we hadn't shot the ball very well from the free throw line, and we still didn't do a very good job of it against P. Hill, but then also against Ascion. We struggled with that. So for her to step up when they mattered down the stretch in the fourth quarter is huge. I was really proud of Kaylee. I think she maybe missed her first or second one, but after that, it was just automatic, and she got in a groove. She got in that rhythm like we do in practice, and she made several in a row. So really proud of her stepping. That's tough. I mean, on that stage, that pressure as a junior, putting a lot of weight on her shoulders, and she did a great job of stepping up and knocking those down.
That win moved Nevada into the Class 4 District 13 championship game on Friday back at Harrisonville against the Storm of Notre Dame Dacian, who came in the game at 14-10, but again, play a pretty good schedule in the Kansas City area. And it was Dacian who picked up the win 45-37. Fourth quarter, the difference in this one, you actually had a 30-29 lead going into the final quarter play. Now, you had fought back from behind to get that lead, but it was a very good third quarter, but just didn't sustain it in the fourth. So I guess what turned out to be the difference over the final 8 minutes?
The physicality. I think that was the big thing. It seemed like in that fourth quarter, things got extremely physical. And so when the officials were allowing that to happen, especially that late, and after going three quarters of that physicality and then for them to amp it up, I think that kind of separated what was going on in the fourth quarter there.
Three players still fouled out.
And that's how aggressive they were. That's how physical.
Well, you had two and they had one.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were trying to match that too, Mike. But, I mean, just the physicality. I mean, you go to show like how physical it was and some of those fouls that they were calling. You know, we had a chance. That was the biggest thing, was giving ourselves a chance. We knew that we were undersized. We were undersized, Mike, in all five positions, five spots on the floor. So for us to come out and compete the way we did and to hold Desion to 45 points, and the last 6 points were free throws, Mike.
Right.
We held them underneath 40 points defensively for field goals. You know, they stepped up and knocked down free throws late, which
you had to foul. Sure.
We had to. We put them in that position, but you know, when KJ got that and one late in the fourth quarter, and then Clara got that offensive rebound and missed it twice, that could have been a huge momentum swing for us. And I felt like that was kind of the point where I was like, oh no. And so, you know, our girls continue to battle. But I was really proud of our girls. The defensive effort, like I said, we were outmatched in almost every single spot. And so for our girls to compete early on, I didn't like the way we were rebounding early on down the stretch. I felt like, especially in the second half, we did a much better job. Hallie stepped up. Katie Johnson stepped up. Clara stepped up. Little Hulky stepped up. A lot of these girls took care of business on the rebounding and on the glass for us. So really proud of them for that.
Lincoln Applegate had to play through some issues over the last week or so, a couple of weeks, actually, yeah, with her back issues. Did not score in the game on Friday. Anytime she came out, which was often, had to stand rather than sit. How much did that affect the game?
You know, I don't know if that affected the game or not. Her injury affected her. You could tell she was just wincing in pain. And so to show the toughness of that kid, a high school kid, kids today in this age, that speaks volumes to me. That almost brings tears to my eyes because of what she wanted to do for her team in that moment. It really mattered to her. And so I thought Wednesday night, after she kind of messed up her back again against P-Hill, we sat her. And so every time she would get up off the bench, you could just tell it was hurting. So one of the things that we talked about was do not sit down. Try to keep moving, try to keep it as loose as possible. But you could just tell anytime she jumped and landed how it was jarring her back. Very, very painful. And so, you know, that could be a difference maker too. Even if she knocks down a couple shots, Hallie Richmond, she's been scoring 7-8 points mm-hmm. for us here down the stretch. I don't think she scored that night either. She had a couple opportunities on the inside.
She battled some big players inside.
She battled. That was the difference thing, you know, is, you know, they did have a little bit of size inside, but she had a couple opportunities. We weren't able to capitalize off that. But, you know, just some different things that could have contributed for us in order for us to win that. They were right there. Unfortunately, you know, it just wasn't our night.
Yep. It wasn't Nevada's night that night. Notre Dame Day Sion wins at 45-37. And so the Storm actually did win their sectional game earlier this week over Oak Grove at Oak Grove. So they are actually playing Friday night in a Class 4 quarterfinal game against the Hornets of Chillicothe,
yep,
who I don't know anything about. But at any rate, they have a quarterfinal game coming up on Friday night. But so the season comes to an end. Certainly a fine season, 18-10. You finish up the Big 8 West play. That's kind of what I think we'll go there next. Let's talk about Big 8 West, because earlier today you had the all-conference meeting, and I'll kind of let you run through them. But looks like a pretty good day for Lady Tiger basketball on the all-conference front.
It was, Mike. The big thing for us was obviously winning it. Once again, we set ourselves up for it. The first time that we played Mack County, we lost by 30. And so for us, once again, we had to start fouling there late. We missed a lot of opportunities there in that game, in that Big 8 West Conference Championship. We lost by 5 in that game. So a great opportunity for us. You know, some accolades that happen today in the all-conference meeting. Clara Swearingen, Player of the Year for the third straight year, Mike. Mm-hmm. Big thing about her, she scored 620 points on the season. She made 103 pointers on the season. So became the second leading scorer in Lady Tiger basketball history. A lot of praise for this young lady and everything that she accomplished. Really proud of her. You know, our conference, we set up our schedule in a completely different way. You know, we have a pretty tough first 10, 12 games, mm-hmm. And then we go into conference play, and then we go into a pretty competitive, tough Frontenac tournament, and then we finish conference play. So the way that our schedule's set up, it's allowed us to be successful. And once again, we put ourselves in that position. The thing that I love most, Mike, is it was pretty difficult to start the year. We had a lot of new faces, a lot of new pieces, inexperience. We had a lot to figure out, you know, and our girls, not once did they shy away from any of that, from practice to being coachable to understanding, allowing us to mold them into what we are wanting to do. They took full tilt to that. And so I'm very proud of our girls and how they grew over the season. You know, I think we might have caught fire at the wrong time. We were just a couple weeks too soon, especially on the offensive end. We played so well on the offensive end there in the end of January and early February. And so we got to tweak a little bit so that way our best basketball is the last 3 weeks and not too soon. So really proud of that, though. But the way we competed, taking second, I know we've won the Big 8 West for so many years over that. But, you know, wins and losses doesn't always tell you who this team is and about this team and our competitive nature and our toughness and how much love and passion these girls have for each other, but also the town of Nevada.
The other accolades in the All Big A West that came out today, I'll click them off here and I'll let you talk about it. Second team honors went to Katie Johnson and Lakin Applegate. Lucy Swearingen, the freshman, getting an honorable mention All Big A West, and finished with a very good district championship game. Actually led the Beta score with 14, and then Johnson again on the all defensive team. So again, more accolades there.
Yeah, I was going to talk about them if we talk about seniors. That's what I was kind of. Yeah. Well, I didn't know if we wanted to talk about seniors as well, but
yeah, we will. Let's just do that because then that's a nice segue into the future.
Yeah. So Katie Johnson got second team. I think maybe she was. I don't even think she was honorable mention last year, Mike. I think she was just made the all defensive team. So Katie J took on a completely different role this year. The last couple of years, especially as a sophomore, she was our bull in the china shop. She was going in there, she was banging bodies, she was the physicality setter when she came in as a sophomore. She got to keep that role as a junior. She became a starter as a junior, and she continued on. Her physicality eliminated a lot of going to the rim presence. And then if they did decide to go to the rim, Abby Hethman was there to shut that down. This year, Katie J was it. Katie J was our man in the middle of that 2-3 zone. Like I said today in the all-conference, Mike, I think I have her listed at 5'8 or 5'9 height-wise. She's 5'5, maybe 5'6, guys. Okay, so for her to be undersized every single game and the position that she was playing every single game, she was an underdog. And that's what a lot of people saw. I knew the potential of Katie Johnson and what she brings to the table, and that's why she was able to get that second team. You know, the way that she plays, the way that she presents herself on the floor, on the court, you don't leave the gym walking away going, "Who's that?" All right, you walk away asking who's that in a good way, not a bad way. But Katie Johnson, very worthy of second team. But different role, like I said. She got in double figures a couple times. You know, I was kind of hoping for a little bit more than that. I was kind of hoping maybe she could be that 8 to 10 point a game for us. But the way that Clara played, the way that Lucy stepped up, the way that Lakin played, Kaylee Holcomb hit shots throughout the year, sometimes very crucial points. Katie, I didn't want to put that pressure on her. I wanted Katie to play Katie Johnson's basketball, and whatever was going to happen was going to happen, and we were going to have to get it done on the defensive end. And, you know, fortunately we did. We did a great job of that all season long after Christmas break, and so I was really proud of how those girls stepped up and her especially stepping up for us and earning that second team all conference. The next one is Lakin Applegate. You know, once again, the last couple of weeks, Mike, battling that injury, I hate it for her. One, because she's a senior, and two, she could have contributed in a completely different way in those last couple of weeks. So, you know, I know she was very frustrated, but she was worthy of it. The way that we shot the ball in and against conference play, she did a great job. I think she averaging 8.1 points a game. She made 61 three-pointers this season. Another one of those players, Mike, that was a role player, came in off the bench last year for us, was a shooter for us. She stepped up this year, started for us. The thing that I love most about Lake, and everybody knows that she can shoot the ball and shoot it really, really well, was her defense. She did a great job for us in plugging that hole in the bottom of our 1-3-1. She was a rim protector. The way she was rebounding, love it. I love that the way that she was getting in there, getting physical, pulling rebounds, competing for rebounds. I think that was something that we missed the last couple of weeks due to the injury, just because it had to hurt. I have no doubt it had to hurt. So very worthy and really proud that she was able to win, or I guess earn that second team all conference. Another one, Mike, that didn't make the list. So it goes to show how much she's grown from a junior to a senior and how worthy she was of that second team. Luce, as a freshman, honorable mention. I think that's awesome. That goes to show once again the potential that Lucy Swearingen has. You know, we've talked about this and we've seen how much she has grown and what she could bring to the table. You know, with her, she's got to understand that she has to understand this is what I have. This is what I can get better at. I'm going to put the work in like Clara did. Lucy's very capable of doing that. But like I said too, Mike, Lucy was in a tough position this year. I mean, she was in the shadow of her sister. That's tough. And to be a freshman and to have kind of that weight on her, Lucy did a great job. I love the way that Lucy competed. Lucy got a lot better on the defensive end. She guarded some of the better players. She not only guarded, but she went and rebound. You know, she knocked down some really big shots for us and those big games, the Frontenac Championship and the Big 8 West Conference Championship and then the District Championship. Those big games, Lucy did a great job stepping up. And you know, that's difficult as a freshman, never being there, being inexperienced. She didn't shy away from that. So I think she's going to be one that's going to be awesome and fun to watch the next 3 years, Mike. I think she's just now just scratching the surface of what her potential could be. This young lady, she's going to put the work in, no doubt. And so I just wanted to get her on somewhere. And so I thought that was the best fit for her, just because as a freshman, it's tough. In our conference, there are some pretty decent players. And so I don't want her, I want her to stay humbled. I think she's going to be worthy of a lot of good things moving forward, the next couple of years. And so I want her to see that and understand I can do better and I'm going to do better. And she's going to really contribute in the next few years.
All right. So let's talk, we got about 3 minutes left. So let's talk about let's talk about the future, because there's going to be a lot of newness.
Yep.
Coming in the future, not only for Nevada Lady Tiger basketball, conference-wise, things are changing with Mount Vernon and Aurora coming in basically to join the Big 8 West teams for one Big 8 conference, 9-team conference next year, so causes some little bit of changes to the schedule next year with now 8 conference games as opposed to 6, and so a lot of newness coming up next year. So let's first of all talk about how you take the experience you've got with Kaylee Holcomb and now Lucy Swearingen and Hallie Richmond getting some starts down the stretch, how you take that and then mold that with those players who are coming up from junior varsity.
One day at a time. You know, I'm excited. You know,
and no more Clara Swearingen.
And no more Clara Swearingen. No more Katie Johnson. No Applegate. Lakin Applegate. It's going to be tough, Mike. There's no doubt about it. But I love it. I thought this year, you know, a lot of people was like, oh man, you're going to have a pretty tough year this year. And so I love the challenge. That's my job. Doubt us, watch this. You know, my first year as the head coach, it was shock people after we had the huge turnover from the previous year with Callie and Paige and all those Teagan, all those seniors and having 2000 point scorers, everybody was saying the same thing. Let's go shock people. You know, luckily for us, we were able to get Lucy and Hal that experience and Hal late. And so hopefully we can roll that over. The one thing that these you're going to watch with these girls, Mike, in the seasons to come is their work ethic. You know, and we're going to have to get it done on the defensive end, but I still love this group, even though we're going to have a lot of inexperience and we're going to have a lot of learning moments throughout our season and throughout the summer this year. It's going to be fun. You're going to see us hopefully come together. You're going to see us and how hard we're going to work, the expectation of how hard we're going to work. We're going to get it done on the defensive end. And if we're not going to get it done on the defensive end, we're going to go down fighting, trying to get it done on the defensive end. That's going to be the big thing, Mike, is we're going to instill competitive fighting toughness into these girls like you've seen the last couple of years with our program. And so we have the girls to do it. Hallie Richmond, she's a fighter. Kaylee Holcomb, she's going to be a fighter. She's a fighter. Lucy's, she's going to be a fighter. McEnroy, Addison McEnroy, really, really hard worker, Mike. One of the toughest kids in our program too. Elena Hardin, she's going to be a fighter. You know, Peyton Eaton, she has potential to be a fighter. And then Hallie Hawks, you know, she could be a fighter. We got a lot of girls that are going to bring a lot of fight, and that's going to be our motto, is we're going to fight for whatever it is that happens. And so I'm excited. I thought about it. I was pretty mopey over the weekend after we lost. You know, my wife, she got to deal with that for the last few days. But looking at it, Mike, it's going to be a challenge. I'm excited for it. I love it. I love what we have coming up. I love these girls. I love Lady Tiger basketball, and I'm excited to get back to work this summer.
Well, we look forward to it. It'll be coming up. You're going to take a spring and enjoy it, and I'm sure Wes will have plenty for you to do during the summer for football.
Absolutely.
While you're trying to also deal with basketball. So enjoy the break, and we wish you the best of luck going forward. Thank you for all the time, and it's been great, and look forward to doing it again next year.
Absolutely. And, you know, we thank you. We appreciate your support. You've been everywhere with us, and you have over the last 4 years, Mike. So I'm very appreciative of you and everything you've done, and the commentating during games. I love going back and listening to that, or after the game, my wife, if she wasn't there, texting about it. So I love it, and we don't want it any other way. I mean, you know, we love the support, and KNM, KNMO, and Nevada MO TV, and all our supporters. So thank you. Thank the community of Nevada, you know, Coach Hawks, Coach Mr. Miner, Mr. Rorick, Dr. Bishore, Mrs. McNeely. There's just so many people, but we just love the support, and we want to thank everybody that's out there listening, and especially you. We really appreciate everything you do, Mike.
Well, that's labor love, and we appreciate it. And again, I'm not like I won't see you. So we'll see you out there at the track or somewhere.
Absolutely.
But appreciate the time, and we'll see you, whenever that is, I guess, around Thanksgiving, I guess.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Right. We appreciate it.
That's Lady Tiger head coach Blake Howarth. We'll come back and turn to boys basketball head coach Sean Gray. That's after this timeout on Tiger Talk.